Meg's been a good start to the series so far, but does it all start again now because it's 50 overs instead of 20?
Well, there's no doubt we got some good momentum in that T20 series and some confidence, I guess, but it is a new format, so I guess things change slightly, but to be honest, it's not too big a change for us. We've made the adjustment a lot before, and I think our ODI form's been excellent over the last few years, so we're looking forward to getting another chance to go out there and play the 50 over format.
What was it like watching Alyssa in that form?
It was great to watch. I was lucky enough to be out there for a few balls towards the end there, but just such clean striking and consistently as well. So she's obviously been dominating for the last few years, and to be able to go out there and get that record score and really make that big score. I think it's her first T20 100, which is probably hard to believe, but I'm sure it's the first of many to come.
I was having a quick scan through some of the records, and she's obviously taken yours. I was trying to see if there was one of hers that you could maybe, one day record you could get back in this one, but it wasn't. I guess when she's in that kind of form, is she almost unstoppable? It's hard to put into words. But
yeah, definitely hard to stop. We've experienced that in domestic cricket and obviously internationally, especially over the last 18 months, and the consistency with which she does it's incredible. T20 cricket's hard to be consistent at, and facing the new ball, she just comes out each game and plays the same way, and I think that's the biggest thing for her, is that she's stuck to her plan and really, taken it to the bowlers, which I think has certainly set up the team nicely, but also it's been rewarding for her as well.
What about the switch here to Brisbane? I mean, you've got a few Queenslanders in the side. This is their backyard. What have they said about this wicket, this ground, and how does that change things, if anything?
Yeah, we always look forward to playing here at AB Field. We play a lot of domestic cricket here, so everyone's pretty familiar with the conditions. There's been obviously a few Marsh Cup games, I think, recently here, and the wicket seemed really good there. So we always look forward to playing here. It's a pretty even deck, so hopefully we can make the most of it, whether that's batting or bowling first.
Seems to get more even as the day goes on. Is it one where you win the toss and...
I've got to win the toss first. But I'm on a roll at the minute, so hopefully that continues. We'll have a look tomorrow at the wicket. I only saw it briefly today, so we'll see what the conditions are like and decide what we'll do then. But generally it's a good batting wicket. The outfield's lightning fast, so it's good for batters generally.
We saw Burns and Haynes come in at number 3 for you. Are we likely to see more shooting around this series?
We'll go pretty standard, I think, early in the series and see what happens from there. But we don't want to change too much. As I said, I think our ODI form's been really good as a side. We've got a pretty set formula with how that works with our batting, and then maybe a little bit flexible towards the end. But, there's so many people who can come in and play roles for our team. We've almost got 5 or 6 opening batters within our squad. So it's difficult to, I guess, give everyone an opportunity. But, we'll stick pretty standard, I think, early on, and hopefully lay the foundation from there.
As a captain, that just must be probably the greatest thing about this team, the versatility and the fact that so many people can play a different role. Are you sport for choice of it, and in which way you go?
Yeah, we are, and in domestic cricket, as I said, we've got 5 or 6 openers and people who bat up the order. So the challenge, I guess, for us is trying to use everyone's talent as best we can and what that role looks like for different people. So I guess in the T20 format, we've been trying to find that, and we gave opportunity to different players throughout the series. But as I said, I think our ODI form has been pretty set, and sort of our lineup and things like that. So I suppose you don't change things as much in ODI cricket. So, having said that, anyone can come in and play a role. We've got Ash Gardner at 6 who's come in and played a few cameos along the way, and so hopefully we can see a few of them in this series as well.
It's been pretty hectic for you guys since the Ashes, and not much time between these two series. How, as captain, do you go about managing the group and making sure everyone's feeling their best?
Yeah, it's important, and I think we've done that quite well as a group. We've had big days and then rest days in between, and we've been able to manage that quite well. So haven't sensed any fatigue within the group. I think everyone's up and about. It was a good training today, and the good thing is we get to play a lot, so we do less training and more playing, which I think we're all happy with. So at the moment, everyone's going really nicely, and we're all set to go for tomorrow.
And you're obviously playing for points this series, ICC Championship points. How much does that drive you guys to get the wins?
I think it's a great competition that they've got. Keeps every game important, and every team wants to win as many games as they can. So, we're coming into this series no different to any other. We want to win every game. We know we need to start well in the first ODI and sort of set that platform. So, you know, hopefully we can get to the end of these ODIs with the result that we want, but just looking at this first ODI tomorrow, and hopefully we can start off well.
So, you know, enjoyed you guys out with Ness today. How's she progressing on the shoulder?
Yeah, she did. It was good to have her around. She's going really well, so she's done a lot of hard work since we've been back from the Ashes just to strengthen that shoulder and get it ready for a big summer ahead. So it's nice to have her back around, and as I said, she seems in really good spirits. So, yeah, she'll be around for a few days, and hopefully she's back playing pretty soon.
Thanks, Jess.